Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired, and we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
We're going to pray for the family of Living Way Church right here on I-35. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you, God, with excitement that I have the authority and the ability to come boldly to the throne of grace. And I appeal to you, God, that you would cause the canopy that is on Living Way to extend to all that we have influence with. And God, you would cause this virus to desist. It would cease. It would not be in the city of San Antonio. And it would go in remission and reversal in the United States of America. Lord, we pray, God, that those that are hearing me right now would be protected from the virus. And we pray, Lord, for those that are sick from this or any other condition. While I speak the word of God, you will send your word and heal them and lift them up. And Father, I believe by tomorrow we will have such testimony that will come to us online, various ways. I was healed watching the broadcast last night. Jesus Christ, you are the healer. Your name is above every name. And we call upon that name right now. And we say, heal in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call it done. Amen. Let me read to you from the word of the Lord, if I might. It's a verse found in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. Let me just read one verse. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. I want to talk to you for a few moments today on the subject, protected by the blood. You may be seated. This is quite an interesting story. It's the story of Israel in slavery and in bondage, held against their will by the Egyptians. There rose a king that knew not Joseph. His name is Pharaoh. Pharaoh is concerned about the multiplication rate of Israel because it is so great. The multiplication rate is so much greater than the Egyptians that the king is concerned that before long the Israelites are going to outnumber the Egyptians. You know, that's my prayer. There are countries in Latin America and South America, Central America, and some other place in the world where Christians outnumber those that are non-Christians. That's my prayer for America. That's my prayer for the world, that Christians, born-again, Spirit-filled Christians, would multiply with such a rapid rate that we would outnumber those that do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pharaoh was afraid of that, and so he said, I'm going to cause these people to be put in tremendous bondage, and they were. But God said, not for long. I'm going to deliver my people. Remember this, every time that Satan comes in like a flood, the Lord always raises standard. He's always got a healing for every sickness. He's got a deliverance for every bondage. He's got a cure for every illness. The Lord is more than able. And do not despair, San Antonio. Do not despair, America. God is bigger than this virus that we are facing. We just need to call upon his name and know that he is able. And so God began to put the plagues on Egypt. It was a strike by the God of the universe against Egypt because they were persecuting his people. He said, Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh would not do that. And finally, this is the plague that God puts on Egypt. And that is, I will kill the firstborn of every Egyptian family. But then he said to the Israelites, he said, take a lamb without blemish, a young lamb, a lamb of the first year. Slay that lamb. He said, if it's too big, share it with your neighbor. Share it with another house. He said, roast that lamb and eat it. Eat it in haste. He said, eat it with your shoes on because you're getting ready to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a job to do in this world, and that is to evangelize the world. But don't get too comfortable because we are not here forever. One of these days, we're getting ready to leave. And so you should be partaking of the Lamb of God, but partake of it with your shoes on because it will not be long until we see him face to face. So he said, eat the lamb. He said, roast it with fire. Eat it with your shoes on. But then take the blood. Take that blood of that lamb and spread it upon the doorpost of your house. And that way, when the death angel comes to visit the Egyptians and to slay their firstborn, he will know that you are a believer, that you are the descendant of Abraham, that you're a follower of Jehovah, that you're an Israelite, and the death angel will pass over you. And so hence we have today what is still observed by the Jews, the Passover. That's what it means. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that there is a real plague in America today. And that plague is striking many people. But you have the ability to be protected by the power of the living God, for it will pass over your house. There is no remission, there is no forgiveness, no salvation, no reconciliation without the shedding of the blood. The Bible declares in Hebrews 8:22 that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That precious blood of the Lamb. Why is it that it takes the shedding of the blood? The sin of man and all of life is in the bloodstream of mankind. All blood except the blood of Christ was contaminated in Adam and Eve's fall when they fell in the garden. But the Bible said in Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Hence the Passover. Put the blood on the doorpost of your house and you will be spared the plague that is now going through the land of Egypt. And so there are many people today that would like to tell us that this is a plague directed by God. I was astonished to hear one of my favorite authors, one of the most prolific preachers in all of America, say at the beginning of this plague that it was perhaps God trying to get our attention. There's a man that, as deep as he is in certain parts of the scripture, simply does not know the power of the gospel. The Bible said that this blood that was spread by that lamb thousands of years ago was a token. That's what the Bible calls it. A token is something serving to represent or indicate some fact or event. When that blood was put on the doorpost thousands of years ago by those Israelis in Egypt on their house, it was just a token. It symbolized an event that had not yet happened in actuality, but it already happened in the heart of God, because the Bible said before the world was born, the Lamb was slain. He was slain before the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God. Let's look for a moment between the similarities of what we are facing in this pandemic and the plague that was in Egypt. Number one, it is a deadly disease or plague. That's a similarity. Number two, the end result is great sickness and even death. But those are about the only similarities that you can find. Let's look at the differences. There are not many similarities, but there are many distinctions. The plague of Egypt were direct strikes of God on against Egypt, and Egypt only, for enslaving and persecuting his people. The Israelites, a process for emancipating his people, setting his people free. The virus of today is not a strategic strike. It is a universal pandemic, a direct or indirect attack on all mankind, all living things, not just one race, but all humans, by the adversary of mankind, not God himself. The virus of today is a universal pandemic, and we really need to realize that for what it is. The application to the blood of the doorpost saved Israel from their death. That's what saved them. Today's virus is not a result of God's anger on this generation. As some have said, I see it every day on Facebook. This is God's anger now vented toward humanity. It is not a result of God's anger. The well-deserved, God is not doing that. God's anger was vented on Christ for us. Thus, God's grace. People that say this is God's judgment, this is God's strike against humanity, simply do not understand the story of the gospel. They don't understand what Jesus Christ did, because sin does make God angry. And why does it make God angry? Because he sees the terrible things it does to humanity, the pain and suffering it causes, and the separation between God and his creation. But realize now what the gospel really is. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. He is despised, talking prophetically about Christ, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. This is describing the scene of Calvary. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken. Now listen to this phrase, smitten of God and afflicted. All of God's anger against humanity for sin was taken out on his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. To say that God today is judging his people, that God is sending a plague today like he did in Egypt thousands of years ago, is to discount the cost of Calvary. Ladies and gentlemen, of every sin that I ever committed or thought about committing that I didn't have the guts to do, every one of those sins were put on Christ. The Bible said even the ordinances that were handwritten against us were nailed to that cross. All of God's anger was directed on his only begotten Son. But praise God, since Calvary, God's anger has been suspended until the closing of the church age. Isaiah 54, verse 7 and 8. It's a great text. I've preached from it many times. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. I will, but with great mercies will I gather thee again. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Why the blood? Praise God, because 2,000 years ago, the Lamb of God died on the cross for the pandemic of 2020 in America and around the world. The key is in the verse, the blood shall be for you a token. What was that a token of back then? It was a token of Calvary, something serving to represent or indicate some event. Well, that event was Calvary. It represents Calvary. When Jesus was seen by John, John took one look at him. And because of who he was, he had tremendous vision. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Look at him on Jesus as he walked. He said again, behold, the Lamb of God. There is no doubt that there is a plague in America, in this land, around the world. I'm simply saying it is not a strategic strike of God against humanity as it was against the Egyptians. It cannot be because of a place called Calvary, because of grace. That debt that we had has been paid in full, and God cannot require it again. It can be and probably is a result of the animosity of the enemy against the human family. That devil does use. He uses sin often, and the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Remember this. God is not the paymaster of sin. That's the devil that is the paymaster of sin. God is the paymaster of the gift of eternal life. So just as God gave the antidote to Israel for the plague of Egypt, the blood of a lamb as a token, he today gives us not a token, but today we have the tangible blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. But it is up to us. And most of the people, the few people, less than 20 people sitting before me, but perhaps thousands watching, praise God. It's up to us to apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our hearts and to our houses, that we might be under the protection of the love of God and the Lamb of God. Remember, Jesus partook of Adam's flesh, but he did not partake of Adam's blood. His flesh came from Mary, but his blood came from the Father on high. I now quote from Dr. Victor Nyarko. He is an expert from the University of Ghana, Stony Brook University, Cornell University. He is an expert in these fields. But when he talks about the blood, he gets excited because he happens to be a born-again Christian. And he said, way back in time, God killed the first lamb. I note to say lamb, not a sheep, because the blood of the lamb is more powerful than the blood of sheep. So the lamb was slaughtered, slain, killed. A better biblical term is sanctified. The blood of the lamb is the purest blood of all the animals that God has created. It is the blood of the lamb that is formed in to the thing that will stand against the serpent's bite. When a person is bitten by a serpent, if they can have the antidote made from the blood of the Lamb, that person will recover and recover every time. So we need to understand that we have one protection, and we want to adhere to everything the experts say, the doctors say, the scientists say. You're foolish to go against medical science, but now we have a high court that is even greater than what a doctor or a scientist, and that is that we can appeal to a place called Calvary and a God called Jehovah and a son named Jesus. We can appeal to the blood of the Lamb, and it is the most powerful force on the earth. The churches that have taken the blood out of their hymnals and the blood out of their message and the blood out of their communion have made a dire mistake. Because, friend, I want to tell you, nothing saves but by the blood of the Lamb. Nothing but the blood. Goose egg but the blood. Nada but the blood. It takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But, friend of mine, it is up to us to take that blood that has been properly prepared and take the hyssop of our faith and begin to apply it to the doorpost of our heart. It says what happens to the agnostic and the atheist and the unbeliever cannot come near to my house. For as sure as there was a Passover thousands of years ago, there's a Passover on the first day of April 2020 in San Antonio, Texas. The number one thing you can do, steps to apply the blood of the Lamb. The number one thing you can do is to believe in your heart. Romans 10 and 9. How can we not have this verse on our refrigerator? That if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart thou God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The number one thing that has to happen for you to apply the blood to your house and your heart is you must believe that the Bible is correct, that Jesus is who he attested to be, that he is the Son of the living God, that he is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He's not a one of many saviors. There's only one Savior. There's only one righteousness of God. There's only one sacrifice. And I happen to know that name that is above every name, that name where the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that name where there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty. I know him by name. I believe every word that is said about him. I believe he's altogether lovely. I believe he took my sin. I believe he defeated every foe. I believe that he defeated every enemy, praise God. That's the reason why I stood on my ranch today. Nobody around and no audience to perform. No family member to convince, just me and myself. Stand there by my pickup truck, and I begin to scream as loud as I could. The only person that could hear me were the cows and the horses and the chickens. But I begin to say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I said, Becky Fender is covered by the blood. I said, Sean Fender is covered by the blood. I said, Brandon Fender is covered by the blood. I said, Mandy Fender is covered by the blood. I said, Tyler Fender is covered by the blood. Jaden Fender is covered by the blood. I call some of your names by name. And then to make sure everybody that is a member of Living Way Church, we are covered by the blood. And we refuse to allow this virus to come into our midst. Because we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? We believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, it does matter what you say. I stood just a few days ago by an old rugged cowboy. He said, I have been now pronounced to have cancer. And one friend standing beside of me was a nominal Christian. And he said, maybe not, brother. You might get well. He said, no, I won't get well. I'm going to die with cancer. That was his confession. He reached out and took a hold of it like it was a prize. And I thought the devil has convinced him in his mind. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm just exactly opposite of that. I shall not die, I shall live. I shall not be sick, I shall be healed. I shall not be brought under, I shall rise above. I will not be the tail, I will be the head. I am an overcomer. Guess what? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, when you understand the power of the blood of the Lamb and you can get it, praise God, in your heart and believe, believe, believe. Jesus said, believe until a river bursts forth out of your belly. And then you begin to confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my protector. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith. Oh, praise God, what are you doing? You're doing exactly what those Israelites did. You're taking that blood and you're putting it on the doorpost of your heart. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you sitting here today. I want to tell you watching by streaming today, wherever you are. You are able to be protected. There is a blood. There's a deadline. There's a place that the devil cannot pass over. I want to tell you that Jesus is greater than coronavirus. I want to tell you that his blood is able to protect you from any sickness and any disease. You need to learn what it is to praise God. I'm going to close now. I've got a whole lot more about the blood of the Lamb. But just a little bit that I've been giving you tonight, it can begin a new process in your life. Maybe you're sitting there in fear. You say, I just can't help it. Sure, you're afraid. If you don't understand the power of the blood of the Lamb, why wouldn't you be afraid as the virus stalks the streets of America? But praise God, if you know who I know, and you know what I know, and you know the power of the blood of the Lamb, that perfect love casteth out all fear. And you can say, thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm well. Thank God I'm living in divine health. Maybe somebody listening to me right now said, Pastor, I feel better already. But you don't really know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've never been truly born again. Can I ask you to kneel where you are? Maybe you don't feel like kneeling. Can I ask you to stand? Maybe you don't want to stand. Can you lift a hand? Can you just do something that says, I believe what I'm hearing today. I believe that God is a good God. I believe he's the author and the finisher of my faith. I believe God loves me. I don't believe that God will allow any evil thing to come up on me. And I want to do what the preacher's saying today. I want to paint the blood of the Lamb on my house. Protect my wife, my husband, my children, my family. I want to protect myself by putting the blood on my heart, the doorpost of my heart. Can I ask you where you are? Just simply begin to speak these words. I believe. Say it. I believe. Say it three times. I believe. I believe. I believe. What do you believe? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died for me. I believe he took my sins and my sickness to a place called Calvary. And I believe what the preacher is saying. I believe there is a protection in the blood of the Lamb. All the blood of the Lamb. And I'm asking you right now, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, cover me with the blood of the Lamb. I now ask you to cover my spouse and my children and my entire family. Can you confess that with me right now? Can you believe it? Can you put your hands together and give God some praise and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart, taking my sins away, applying the blood of the Lamb to my body, and I am in divine health. And every morning when I rise, I'm going to rise to the goodness of the Lord and say, the Lord is good all the time, and the Lord is able, and the Lord has not sent this thing toward me. But the devil has been stopped in his tracks because the blood of the Lamb is the most powerful antidote in the history of mankind. I believe that right now somebody listening to me is getting saved. I believe other people are getting healed right now. And perhaps somebody's receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost right where you are. What is that, Pastor? Oh, that's the power of God. You don't want to leave that out. Say, how do I get it? Jesus said, ask my Father in my name for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he will give it to you quicker than a father would give bread to his hungry son. Right where you are, lift your hands, lift your heart, and say, Holy Spirit, come inside of me. Let me have a prayer language I've never spoken in. Let me have a joy I've never known, a power I did not experience before. Let me be born again. Let me be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Would you right now believe with me? I prayed at the onset. I'm going to pray again. And this time, this prayer is not for the whole city. It's not for the nation. This prayer is for you. I'm praying just for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for that one that's watching me as I look into this camera. I'm praying for them, God. Number one, they would be saved. Number two, they would be filled to overflowing with your Spirit. And number three, they would be healed and protected from the coronavirus and any other disease that the devil is trying to bring against them. I call it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this building seats thousands of people, and there's 20 people in here. But praise God, I feel the anointing in this place just like it was packed, which tells me that I'm not preaching to an empty camera, but I'm preaching to thousands of people. And right now, God is causing miracles to happen in your home. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be back again Sunday at 9 o'clock. Pastor Brandon will be at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to ask Becky to sing at 9 o'clock. I got so much response when I had her to sing last Sunday. She's going to sing again at 9 o'clock. Said, have you approved it with her? No, I haven't. So how do you know she will? Been married to her 49 years, and in 49 years, she's never said no when I ask her to do something for the Lord. So we'll be back 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Pastor Brandon, of course, will be with you at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Great things are happening in Living Way. It won't be long until this building is filled not only with God's presence and God's Spirit, but it's going to be filled with people. And I want to say it again, as I said it thousands of times, the best is yet to come. God bless you.